And I have spun that up to them before in my recruiting that, you know, you get in this kind of community, you're not going to be pulled to a lot of different things. And, you know, we do some hospitality for them. But, yeah, they can just hang out with their kids and get away from all the junk that they got going on. And, you know, life's difficult at that age anyway, so who knows what kids are having to face where they're from. But, you know, pull them away and speak into their life a little bit, I think, is a good thing. And then we do have a, you know, one of the best parts, probably the least talked about part, but one of the best parts is the 8:30 breakfast on December 22nd that the teams come to. That's sponsored by HR Ministries and Joseph Storage Bin. And when that started and Harold and I were talking about it, you know, he asked what could they do to help, and he brought this up to do some gifts and some giveaways, which is great for the kids because they have fun and cut up a little bit and give them some gifts and giveaways. But we have someone speak some positive into their life. And this year, Ken Freeman's going to speak on choices, kind of what he would do in a school setting. So just, you know, people make choices. Choices make people. You know, show me your friends, I'll show you your future kind of stuff. And speak just some truth into those kids about what it looks like to manage your life, because so many people are pulling at it to take you in the wrong direction. So helping them with some choice making, which will help build their team continuity anyway. You know, those kids get closer by that. So we're fired up about that. And it'll be the best meal. It'll be the best meal they get. You know, that meal's a great breakfast meal. So it's a little tough on them getting up early, but most of the coaches, I think, like getting them up, not just letting them lay around in the bed. So get them up and get them going, and it seems like they have a good time.